since I've started growing my hair out, my ears don't have near as much wax as they used to.
Because the air and the stuff is not getting into your ears.
I got a filter around them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why your ball sack doesn't get that dirty. You got a filter built right in.
You need help. You need help.
It's like, you know, it's been 3 months. You need to change the filter.
Yeah. Wash your ass, bro.
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, guys, welcome to Cigar Talk, the show that does a lot of talking and a lot of smoking.
And a lot of smoking.
And a lot of drinking.
Not a lot for
sale. Timber me chimbers. I smell a river.
Nah, bro.
In, what's that place up in Michigan that their water is lead?
Flint.
I smell the water in Flint.
Michigan.
Did you ever watch any of that documentary?
Yeah.
That was some
fucked up stuff.
I mean, it's like, you can't drink. Mm-mm. I mean, and here's the thing. Like, how often do you drink water from the tap?
I don't.
So it's like, I mean, is it that big of a deal?
No, but you can't even wash your body in that water.
Oh, what?
Yeah, man, that stuff is so full of so many chemicals, bro.
You got to bathe.
Yeah. That's when you go get 5 gallon jugs of water from Aqua One.
Are you going to, like, heat that water up?
Yeah, you got to.
I mean, I'm not into, you know, what do you call it? The cryogenics.
Freezing.
Right.
Yeah, but it's that was just, dude, it was that.
I mean, those people had nothing to live for.
Man.
I really thought that we would just, like, drop a very small nuke on that town and just be done with it.
Can't
you know what I mean?
It's just like got to do it
the
right.
The politicians have screwed up so bad that we're sorry, but you're all dead.
Yeah. That's what they felt, too.
That's what I would feel. So, hey.
And living there. Just think if you were living there.
Oh, I know. And like, the poverty in that city was, like, mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. Like, people were living in homes in this documentary that I watched. Like, when the people, like, when you're driving by with the camera, as you're driving by, you can see them sleeping on a mattress on the floor because half of the wall is gone.
Yep.
I was like, that's not a house. That's glamping. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't have to move the house here, but it was here, and I'm going to camp.
It's just something else, man.
Yeah. So, hey, let's talk about... Oh, fuck. Excuse me. I didn't mean to say that fuck word.
Yours is cured now.
Yeah, I rested it, my cigar. I'm smoking the McAuliffe Medallia.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fan favorite for me. And by fan, I mean fanatic.
Fanatic.
I am a Medallia fanatic.
We know.
You know, what's funny is, I think it was maybe day before yesterday, Larry and Hatch were over here smoking, and my wife was out here with us. But anyway, I gave Hatch a Medallia, and she lit it up, started smoking it, and she was like, "What is this?" And I was like, "That's the Medallia. That's my go-to. Yeah. Do you know me?" You know what I mean? I'm like, "You don't even be paying attention."
He's been smoking it for years.
I mean, dude, what cigar would you say I've smoked more than that one? There's not one.
I was going to say, I can't think.
None. You could pick up some cigars that you know I really, really, really like.
But you're going to get
the Medallia. But which cigar do I smoke more than any?
The Medallia.
And it's the 6x46.
Yep.
And so she was smoking it, and she was like, "Does the leaf carry these?" And I was like, "Again, do you know me?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "I got to get some of these." Yeah. And I was like, "All right. You know what? I'm done."
This conversation is over.
I've known Hatch for like 7 years, and you don't know that I'm like a Medallia fiend.
Fanatic.
Yes. So, anyway, and for bourbon tonight, we're drinking the 1792.
Yeah, and I'm smoking the McAuliffe Black.
Oh, and what do you think about that?
And I'm loving this. I'm loving
it. Have you had one before today?
Yeah, you gave me two. Well, not before today.
That's why I phrased that way, but you didn't pay attention.
I had to think of what you said. Yes.
But before today, you haven't had one.
Nope.
And so you've had two back-to-back, actually.
And
then what do you think?
Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Really good.
Phenomenal.
And even if you thought that was your average, like, really good cigar at the regular price point, and then I said, no, it's $2 to $5 cheaper than that.
Yeah, you did. And I was like, what? Oh, yeah, I got to get me some of these, bro.
Like $8.
Uh-huh. I'm going to get me some of these.
And you know what I think is cool? Like, I know a lot of people that were like, I don't like that they made the bands all the same, Zika. And it's like, I don't care.
Because I'm not smoking the band. I'm not smoking the band. I'm smoking
the
stick.
My thing is, we've had people send us cigars.
Yes.
And a lot of them you never knew about.
Yes, correct.
So those, you know, I got to sort through it. But there would be like a company that would, I think even before you came on, this one company sent me these cigars, and the band was literally like paper. Hmm. Like, you know, notebook paper.
Wow.
But not with the stripes. Uh-huh. But just, and I'm like, you got to do better. You know, I mean, and at that time, I wasn't even a cigar aficionado. I was just cigar dick face, you know? I didn't know shit. I was just enjoying the ride.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm not doing that now.
We've come a long way from when I came on.
Oh, dude. I mean, you realize that. Basically, for the first four years, mm-hmm. we did an episode every week except for one in 4 years.
Yep.
And that one turned out to be a really bad idea that I put in.
Yes.
That was like, hey, man, did you know you were talking about gay porn?
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, no, I don't remember that.
You went and listened to it, it's like,
it's like, I'm going to take that down.
Got to take that down.
But, you know, we've grown.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And, I mean,
and now we're evolving again.
We've grown by, like, our weight. We've both been putting on the pounds and not in intellectual integrance. Is that a word, integrance?
Yeah, you making them up, bro.
Integrance.
But I understand what you're saying.
I've been
along you enough now that I know what Lebuckian is.
Like,
the meaning is a certain word.
It's not quite integrity.
But it's integrity.
But it's close.
It's integrity.
Integrance, Your Honor.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. Well, it means.
He's from Lubbock. Oh, okay. I got it now.
Gotcha. Let me pull out my Buddy Holly handbook. Sorry, folks.
Get an understanding.
You that love Buddy Holly.
He's from there, so.
Are you aware, like, the impact that Buddy Holly had on rock and roll in the 60s? Like, it was, like, to me, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Because I liked Buddy Holly's music,
mm-hmm.
but it never, like, set me on fire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, all right. It's good, but it's I'm way older than this generation.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm way later.
Younger, yeah.
And I'm like, I mean, he doesn't suck. You know what I mean?
However.
And then it's like, I hear all these amazing guitar players, like Jimmy Page.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix.
And they talk about who?
I don't know. I'm telling a story here.
That you're losing yourself on.
Well, I'm just saying that, like, here's a dude that people are like, yeah, dude can play, bring him on in.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, that, it doesn't work that way anymore.
Man, music has changed. Music has changed to something that I just don't understand.
Well,
I
not
don't.
All of it. Some of it's really good. You just have to dig and dig
hard.
And dig through all the shit to find it.
That's why I don't listen to the radio.
I don't either.
My truck has.
I listen to Spotify.
My truck and the car has Sirius. So I listen to
things. I hate Sirius.
I don't.
I do because it's not on demand. It's, hey, here's our schedule, and whenever you're driving, this is what's on.
Yeah.
No, with Spotify, it's
I understand, you know what?
When I'm driving, this is what's on, motherfucker.
I understand, but I like listening to Sirius.
You pay for that?
Yes.
How much?
$25.
Holy shit!
Yeah, I get a whole lot of, I can listen to football, baseball, I can listen to everything I want to while I'm driving.
If you join up with Spotify, I'm telling you right now, it's like half of that price. Dude, you can listen to like a live midget jack-off contest.
I'm not trying to listen to that, bro.
Well, I don't know what you're into. I'm not trying to put boundaries on you, bro.
you need to. That's definitely a brown streak.
You're dude like, said, Timmy, get him.
Nah, bro.
You know what happens if you don't.
I seen this meme today, and it said, this is a perfect shortstop. And it had a small,
like a baseball,
yeah, no,
shortstop.
It just said, this is a perfect shortstop. And it had a small person with a construction sign that said, stop. I looked, I was like, oh, that is wrong. I said, but it's funny.
I know you're never in the cigar talk Discord.
I am.
No, bullshit.
At times. I am not.
How long has it been?
Not even a month.
You know what? I can lock in right now and see when it was. No, don't get on right now.
No, I'm trying to look.
Don't get on right now. No.
Because you the what's name, you can look in there too.
I can look, but if you log in now, it looks like that's the last time you logged in. No. But if you don't touch it.
You can look in there. It's been
Your
about
Honor,
a month or two
Your
months.
Honor, we will subpoena.
No, because it's been about a month or 2 months because I got a notification. Somebody said something.
A month or 2 months?
Because somebody.
Dude, you just increased the amount of time by 100%.
No, I didn't. And it's because the person
people,
said.
People, y'all fucking heard this.
They
heard
brought my
shit.
Name up in there, and
yeah,
it popped up.
And they're
and
like,
said,
yeah,
somebody,
this dude fucking double shit.
They says, something about
when
somebody
the
said.
When double mint girls are done, let's have double liar Bryant.
You said you asked if your cousin was down there at the bar. You're getting closer, bro. he's ordering your drink for you.
That I told him. I was like,
he's ordering your drink for you.
I said, keep him coming. I'll be there soon.
Be there soon.
And along came Jones. Hey, so I posted a meme in our Discord.
Uh-huh.
And it was a picture of what was his name? James Jones. You know, the cult guy.
Jim Jones. Yeah.
Jim Jones.
Yeah.
It was black and white photo. He's at a pulpit. And he's saying, it's hot out there. Stay hydrated.
You are so wrong.
No, I.
You are so wrong.
I was like, that's how it happened.
Yeah. It's not how it happened.
Helicopters were flying in. He's like, drink up.
No, they had just left. And he's like, they coming back to get us. Drink. Dude, that was. Whew.
I mean, can you imagine? I would have been like.
No.
As soon as you said we're going to take our life, I'd be like, I'm happy to help you do that. But not me. I'm out. Yeah. But if you need help, any of you, I can assist.
But those that didn't drink, they shot. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right. But this I'm is- like. I'll
dude.
Help you, but I gotta
dude.
I gotta be let you be you.
Yeah, I'm not doing that one.
So, how much have you got left on that?
In the last,
you're in
third.
The last third. How yep. is it? It stays smooth
all the way through, creamy. I'm getting that woodsy. This is a bad
dude.
Stick, man. This is not bad. Isn't bad, but bad isn't
badass.
Good. Yes, sir.
I got it. Badass.
Dude.
And so here was my thing. When I found out about the McAuliffe Black, I was immediately like, they told me how much it was going to cost. It was like $8. And I was like, oh man, I hope this cigar doesn't suck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
$8 cigar is on the fence.
Yeah, you think.
Like, because you can buy a lot of $8 cigars that suck. You know what I mean?
Deep.
And it's like, I was just like, I don't want to have to talk about it if it sucks. I mean, I will, but you might not
like it,
Al.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I was actually talking to Dan Thompson last night,
uh-huh.
and he asked me what I thought about it. And I said, you know what? For me, you know, I smoke a lot of the Medallias,
mm-hmm.
but it's a nice change up. And I told him, I said, dude, me and Bryant were just talking like a week ago about we're going back through the stronger cigars because now we're like much more educated and we're much more selective. Yep. Like you're not just buying something that's a, you know, smoke bomb. Mm-mm. I mean, you go online and buy Miami. I don't remember what it's called, but they sell these strong bomb cigars.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, they're like $60 for 20. And I'm like, that doesn't sound good to me.
Not at all.
You know what I mean? But you know what? If you're only a year into your journey, dude, buy them and
take
try
that
them.
Yep, take
because
that walk.
It's a ride.
Yeah.
I just don't like to throw up. But you know what I'm saying.
I don't like that feeling.
So, but I don't regret smoking those.
I understand.
It was part of the education that you get from smoking everything that you can get your hands on other than infused.
Yes, yes. Like,
and I know you even go, you, I mean, at one level, you go both ways. I mean, am I right? Am I right? You can't deny.
Can we go
rephrase
a little bit further?
That? Yeah. He's not turning it down, folks. Sorry.
No, bro. There are times when I like an infused stick, and it's not that often. It is, I think the last one I had was about 4 or 5 months ago. So it's not like, you know, it's my journey.
What was it?
I think it was an acid.
Oh.
That Ed gave me.
Oh! You just keep making it worse, Brian. Ed?
Yeah, because we know Ed is on that acid.
Yeah, you know
right
what?
Now.
Here's the thing about Ed. I miss the shit out of that
guy. You ain't the
only
one, man.
I'm like, you said, I miss seeing that guy. Like, he doesn't even have to speak. Mm-hmm. Like, the dude walks in the room, and you just like, is this what heaven feels like?
He walks in the room, and the IQ of the room automatically raises another 15 points.
He, like, cancels out my low score.
For real. He takes you off the curve, and we get another curve.
Right.
And, you know, it's like you said earlier when Larry was here, you know, him and Bill.
Oh, dude, here's the thing. I sent y'all that text this morning, and I was like, hey, I'm not going to make it.
Uh-huh.
Before that, though, I texted Bill and said, hey, are you going to be at the Leaf today? And he said, no, I'm in New Orleans. And I was like, you bastard. I said, well, that sucks. Yeah, have fun. Be safe.
And then
I was like, you know what? I ain't making it because I know Bill's not going to be there, and I know Ed's not going to be there.
Yep.
And that's like the higher IQ of the group, which, you know, I can soak in that intelligence
those
to where when I'm with you
with
and Larry,
them.
I'm like, I'm putting up a barrier.
No, you're not. You're dumbing us down.
I'm like, I don't want to go down there.
Yeah, bro. It's a difference. It truly is a difference. And, you know, missing both of those guys is known. It's known because.
Well, the other day I called you on the phone. I was like, hey, man, where you at? Yeah. You're like, I'm at the Leaf. And I'm like, all right, man, we'll come over. And you're like, all right, well, I'm going to finish this cigar. And Bill's here. And I'm like, how long is he going to be there?
Yeah, he did.
And he's like, not long. And I'm like, fuck. I was like, dude, I haven't seen that dude in probably like almost probably 7 weeks.
And me, I was sitting there soaking up what he had to say. I was. And he was enjoying a stick. And then they started talking about pipe tobacco. And, you know, I was all ears then. I was like, I want to hear what he got to say. Because when it comes to an impresario on a certain tobacco, a pipe tobacco, you want to listen to Bill.
Yeah, because, dude, if you want to, I mean, here's the thing. Here's what I figured out, okay? Like, I smoke cigars.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really smoke a pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And what I figured out from Bill was I'm not smart enough to smoke a pipe. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
See, there's a level there, and you haven't reached it yet.
It's like, you know what? Here, a cigar is light this end, suck on this end. Okay? It's pretty basic.
With a pipe, it's a little bit more work.
Oh, you got to know what you're doing.
Yes, you do.
And
I've destroyed two pipes not knowing what I was doing. smoking them, getting them hot, and it burns up. That wood is supposed to last you for years.
Oh, yeah. But you burn the shit out of it.
It's done.
It's not a barbecue pit.
Nope, it's not. It's not. And it's not a pizza oven. I learned over years, and
I got great news. Oh, I got great fucking news.
You
guess who's coming in July to visit?
Who?
Let's just say he's old, and some people thinks he's like a big black bird. But you know him as the Cranky Buzzard.
Charlie Charles Charleston. Yes, yes.
He contacted me yesterday and was like, dude, I'm going to be in town the 5th and the 6th, and I'll leave on the 7th.
Of July.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was like,
I'll be here.
First of all, I'm on vacation.
You'll be there.
I was like, dude, I'm going to take you out to eat. Yeah. And
let me know which day y'all going.
Oh,
I want to go,
course.
Too. Yes.
And then I said afterwards, we'll come over here and do a show.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
And he was like, well, see if Brian can make it. And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I might not even tell him about it.
Asshole. But you told me so.
I did.
Yeah. You might have gave me
all
dates, though.
I have a heart.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
All right, Tin Man.
No.
You ain't got no heart. Bro.
I have a heart.
Bro, you ain't got no heart. You got a heart for your wife and your kids.
I got a heart for me.
Yeah, true, to keep
you here. Yep.
To keep you here. But other than that, that's going to be
just
cool.
Take,
that's going to be cool.
You know, somebody asked me this question when I was at the Leaf not long ago.
Jesus.
Well, it wasn't really asked to me as it was like a topic of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were able to pick how you went out.
Oh, I was there.
Oh, well, how would you go?
If you
got to pick how you go out.
Sleep. Straight sleep. I want to go to sleep and sleep through. Done. I don't want to be in a car accident. I don't want to be in anything that may cause pain. I want to go to sleep in my older age and wake up to answer.
So,
and then the question was...
No, let me answer that same question first.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So my way is like to get on a jumbo jet and be like, you know it's my time. So I bust down the fucking door to the pilots and I'm in that motherfucker and I've got it like throttled down straight at the earth and blaring over the intercom or whatever you call it is highway to hell.
Dude. So you know it's your time, so you're going to take people with you.
Hey, you know what? It's not my fault. It just turns out it was their time too.
Like I said, you don't have a heart. You don't.
All right. You know what? I felt bad.
And then the question went to, if you knew you were going to die in, what was it, 6 hours?
Yeah. Where would you smoke and
what would you drink?
Or drink? Yeah.
And you said... Pappy?
You wanted Pappy.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to drink Pappy and you wanted to blow a midget.
I said I wanted to drink Pappy. Because that would be something new, because I've never had
it. You thought I forgot, but I nailed it.
No, you didn't. I wanted to drink Pappy because it's something new. I never had it.
And you thought you were like in prison.
And I said, yeah, because I said, then I want something that I know is good, that I can enjoy going out.
What would you go with?
I said, the Wanderlust.
Boo.
So on you, bro.
I get it, but boo. So I mean, that's the last stick you want.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I can't believe you would say that.
Yes.
You know what?
Yes.
I have to take back all the nice things I've said about you through the years. I take it all back. I take it all back.
You
know what?
Care.
I've been nice to you.
Still.
And you.
Don't care.
I'm just saying. You know what? I was trying to build you up. Because I felt sorry for you.
She
and I
should
did
have never
that
done
out
that.
Of my heart.
What heart?
My heart.
You don't have a heart.
You seen my hemorrhoid?
And never want to.
All right, well, let's move on.
Please.
I'm tired. You know what? I'm tired of you dragging this show through the gutter.
Me? So a lot of people just fell out laughing. Somebody had a car accident. Did he actually say Brian was saying?
Bruh. Somebody turn left right now. I'm kidding, folks.
Please
do
don't.
Not
please
ever
don't.
Drive how I tell you.
Yes,
but it would be kind of fun to be like,
I've
hey,
ridden with
you know what?
Dude.
No, it would be fun though. Be like, hey. You're out on the highway. You're listening to this voice. When I count down from 5 to 1, you slam on the brakes and turn right.
You must.
Whether there's a road there or not.
That's the problem. And this dude actually had the audacity to say, I got a heart. You don't.
I didn't say I would do that. I said it would be fun.
So you thought it. You thought it.
But I'm saying I wouldn't do it.
No. He didn't lie. You would do it.
It depends. Are the zombies attacked yet? Because I would like to see, like, the end and be like, all right, you know what? It's time to play that game.
Yeah.
If you lose, 8 guards shoot you. You know what I mean?
You are so...
twisted.
Demented, man.
I like to say twisted.
You
not
are demented.
Demented. Demented.
Dude, you in that conversation dude, we had the other day, you told us how you had already planned on killing yourself, how you would do it.
You've never thought that.
I never thought
You've
about killing
never
my,
thought
never.
About it. Well, let me tell you something, buddy. Whenever, like, the government shows up at your door and you know they're going to kill you, okay? You know they're going to fucking kill you. It's like, you know what? At least have a plan.
You know what the plan is going to be?
What?
They showed up at my door. Shouldn't have been there. The SK and that AR-12 going off.
And what good is that going to do you?
I'm going out in a blaze of glory.
I don't give a shit. You know what? You know what?
But then what was your way? What was your way? You talking about you don't give a shit. What was your... Tell them your way of going out.
I was going to go in the kitchen
and
get me some ice cream
and
put some poison in it, enjoy the shit out of it.
How are you going to enjoy the shit with poison on it?
Well, you know what? You get the poison that has...
You're killing yourself.
Right.
I'm not killing myself.
I know, because I'm going to enjoy a bowl of ice cream.
Here's the reverse.
Okay.
You're going to slam the fucking throttle straight to the ground and kill all these other folks with you. They had nothing to do.
No, they didn't piss you off. It was
However, these motherfuckers come to mess with me, and I did nothing to them. Yeah, I think my way was a little bit better.
Hey, everybody has opinions. Everybody has opinions.
Dude.
Kind of like assholes.
That's what I was getting ready to say. That's what I was told playing football. Everybody got an opinion. And it's just like an asshole. Everybody's got one.
Everybody's got two things.
Asshole
and opinions. And they're both equally the same.
Not worth it.
So, you know what?
I got to see the results. I need to see the results.
All right, we're going to get
telling,
to that.
You're telling me
it
that I
more
got
fingers.
More fingers.
It was more
I
fingers.
I need to see this.
It was, like, not even close.
I need to see it.
In fact, there were 0 stars.
Okay.
It was.
You know why they did that?
Why?
Because they know I hate the Cowboys.
Is that you why?
Yeah.
I thought it was because they said, fuck you.
No.
They was like,
Brian hate the Cowboys. Fuck them stars.
In fact, you remember.
What?
You could vote one up to 4 stars.
And one up to 5.
But you could vote 1 to 5 fingers.
They know how much I hate
the
Cowboys.
And the only people that voted said 5 fingers.
Because they know how much I hate the Cowboys.
Okay.
They don't want me.
I don't know.
They don't want me near any stars.
We're going to change it up a little bit.
Okay.
You guys, Bryant's about to give you his 3 of the week. And I like to compare his 3 of the week of, like, being out in the country. You know, you got to go to the bathroom. You find a bush. You squeeze it out.
And Rob is your toilet paper. He let his hair grow.
Nope.
It won't be that slick.
I don't need toilet paper.
I said, you're the toilet paper.
Oh, no.
My
underwear is the toilet paper.
No, you are the
toilet paper.
Like I
said, leave it behind.
He grew his hair out, so it's not going to be that slick.
I don't know what that means.
They're going to wipe their ass with your head.
Who is?
That analogy. That you just pulled out of your ass. In the country, and you got to... So you find, get the hell out of here.
When you got to go, you got to go.
And that's what you're doing on the plane. I got to go, so y'all got to go. What?
Dude.
What? Bruh,
you know,
come on, bruh.
Hey, you know, last week I had to fly to Houston for a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
I can hear somebody listening to this episode and seeing you get on a plane. I ain't getting on that motherfucker. Nope. Not if that dude's on there, give me another ticket. I'll actually pay for it.
Fuck. Come on, bro.
No. I'm not riding with him.
Do karaoke.
No.
Even if the crew says no.
Not when the last song is Highway to Hell. We're going straight down. Nah, bro.
Nah. You know, as I'm in the cockpit, I'm looking back and like, don't be bitching now. You guys loved it when we were all doing tequila. But you now.
You are something else.
You know what I mean?
When I say demented.
When you signed on for the ride.
I'm going to find another synonym for demented. That has to be worse. Because you, bro, you take it.
I like to say twisted.
Twisted is not, no.
You know what I mean?
That's not far enough. That's not
I
far enough.
I think it is.
It's not far enough.
I really think it is.
I don't. It's not far enough. Not for you.
All right. But for me, it's just enough. You know what I mean? No more, no less.
This is me.
Take it or leave it. If you don't like it, fuck off.
Dude, it is terrible.
Don't you feel that way, though?
No.
You know what?
No.
Do you not feel that way? Really? Dude, at my age at 54, okay, mm-hmm. I'm like old as shit, and you're older than me.
Not that much, but I understand.
You are older. You know, when we get into our years, every year counts. You know what I'm saying? You know I'm right. You know, 20 years ago, it'd been like, hey, you're 2 years, 3 years older than me. Let's go play some ball.
Yeah.
Now it's like, hey, man, you're doing good. Yeah. You didn't piss yourself.
You are so wrong. And Larry is a teenager older than us.
Let me tell you something. Here's a prediction. Oh, God. You know, if you look on my Instagram,
uh-huh.
I don't know if you people know this, but I am now verified with a blue little boom.
How'd okay? you do that?
You know what? That's not important. But once they fucking they verified me and put me that,
uh-huh.
I went in and I changed my whole profile.
Mm.
So now, my look it up.
No, I'm not looking
you up. No, look it up. I want you to look it
Why
up.
Why you want me to look it
I
up?
I want you
dude?
To tell me what it says.
With your profile?
Yeah. When you go to my Instagram, I want you to go and look at, you know, I changed it from the monkey logo to just a photo of me. And it's a black and white photo. And if you were to, like, take that photo that's famous of Einstein, you know, the black and white one, and, like, instead of that photo, you, like, jammed a school bus in his butt.
Dude, you look demented on here.
Right. But what is the...
genius, wizard, psychic, comedian, more philosopher, artist, video, audio, writer, and podcast host.
Boom!
That first one is a damn lie.
Which one?
The genius.
Oh, are you fucking for real?
Psychic...
I can tell you what. Oh, let me predict the future and tell me if it's not true. Are you ready? Let me try.
Go ahead.
If I'm wrong, I will tell you right now that I am not a psychic. But if I am right, you will, like, announce it to the world.
It can't be some basic shit.
No, this is deep.
Okay.
Within 14 months, Larry will start wearing Depends. Facts. You see, you're already like, fuck, you are a genius and a psychic. Right?
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Larry's that big of an asshole, too.
Yeah.
That he wouldn't wear them on purpose. He'll walk around
hey,
pissing
you know
all himself.
You ain't coming over here.
If you don't wear pretends. Pretends? We said depends.
Hey, you know what the hell I'm talking about. It's like, listen here, Grady.
Dude. I could just see.
Hey, well, you know what? You know what? You've taken us down a big rabbit hole. Let's get back to your three cigars.
You said I took us down.
That's what happened.
He said
Your Honor,
I took us
were,
down a big
you were
rabbit
a witness,
hole,
sir.
Oh Jesus,
sir.
Jesus, this dude here, man. This
sir,
dude here,
sir.
Okay, the
are
first
you on
one,
the stand or not? You're not just going to be
one,
blabbing, Your Honor. Can I treat him as a hostile witness?
The first one is going to be the KP Signature Maduro, King's Palace.
I don't even know what the hell that is. What the hell is that? The King's Palace. Who makes
palace,
it?
Palace, not palette.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's a shit cigar.
Six by six.
No, who makes that? I've never heard of it. The King's Palace.
Uh-huh.
Is that a foundation?
No.
Okay. I was just taking a stab at it since a lot of their bands are like royalty of, you know, royalty.
Yeah. We going there.
No, that's what it there, is.
Folks. We're going there, folks. It was a 6x60 pigtail. The wrapper was San Andreas, filler Nicaraguan, and the binder was Nicaraguan.
Okay, was it good?
It was damn good.
Never had it. Where'd you get it?
Cigar International. I ordered it online. Don't be mad at me, Jay. Don't be mad at me, Jay. All three of mine I had to order.
They I'm going to tell you right now, straight up.
What's that?
So all you cigar podcasts out there, they're like, oh, I only buy from my local shop. Yeah, shake that shit and shove it up your ass.
Because your shop doesn't have everything.
Right.
So some things.
And depending on how many cigars you smoke a month, maybe you need to get some bunch of cigars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I ordered today?
What's that?
4 boxes of Melanio V's.
Oh. Mm.
The 4.5x46s.
I had one last week.
I ordered 4 boxes of those.
I didn't order 4 boxes. I bought one
last
week.
You know why?
The price?
Because 2 boxes together, they had on sale for $79.
Yeah, that's why you did.
2 boxes.
Yeah.
So you're getting a 20-pack for $80.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know me, I love the 46.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of cigars available in that Vitola.
Vitola, yeah.
And so when I get the opportunity, I'm like, oh, I got to try that.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Number 2 was a Casa Fernandez Aganosa Leaf.
Which one?
The Corojo. And it was actually, what was it, a 5.5x40.
5.5x40?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's like a Lonsdale.
Yeah, and it was good.
Normally the Lonsdale I think of is like a 6x40.
Mm-hmm,
but once you get past 5.5, you're good.
Good.
You know what I mean?
You're good. You're good.
You know, when I've told my wife what 6 inches looks like, she understands.
Quit.
It's true.
Quit. Quit.
My wife is like, is that about 2 feet? And I'm not like, nah, that looks about like 6 inches to me.
Dude, I am not going there with you. And number 3 was another one that I ordered from Cigar International.
You straight up pirate.
Yeah. Ave Maria Crusader. And it's a Nicaraguan. It's a medium
strength. What color is that one?
I got to pull
it. You know, I remember the silver. What was that like? It was, you know, it was like the Death Star troopers back in the day when they were like that crusade. You know what I mean? What were those guys called?
It's silver. It's a silver band.
No, you're supposed to be smart enough. Yeah, I've had that one. I don't like it.
Why don't you like it? What didn't you like about it?
I thought it was very boring. I mean,
okay.
The construction was good. That's a perk. I didn't have to jam it in my butt to get like a flavor profile, so that was nice.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying, though.
I understand you, so I just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Just leave it alone.
Especially after he's done with it. You don't want to touch that.
No, sir. No, sir.
So is that your 3?
Yeah, that's my 3 this week.
I'm thinking you're going to get a lot of fingers.
We got to change. What is going to be the good side? Because it can't be stars.
Okay. Let's make it vaginas. I'm sorry, you don't like vaginas. I forgot.
Oh, I love vaginas. I love one vagina. One. I love one vagina.
So you can't say, like, I'll take 4 vaginas.
No.
So you want to do this? People can vote 1 vagina or 5 fingers.
Okay. Because I only love one. I have to preface that, and I mean it. I love one vagina. You're not getting me caught up, bro.
I just had visions of the Soul Train from back in the early 80s.
And what was happening?
Bro, dude, he's dancing out. I'll be like, Soul All right. Nah. All right. Sorry about that, nah, Tiff.
I'm not, because I'm telling the truth.
No. I'm not arguing that you're not. I just like, you know, that. You know, I like to, like, pull that, like.
Yeah, you like to pull that Tiff.
I like to sideline you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You think we're, like, going down the have a good fun trail, and then the next thing he's like, hey, am I going to get divorced?
I knew where you were going when you said, let's do vaginas. Oh, no. And then you tried to say, well, I know you don't. No. I love, but I love one. I have to be exact with you.
Let me ask you something.
What's that?
Have you ever had, like, shrink work done on you? You know, counselor?
Yeah.
Shrink?
I got one now.
Oh, wow. Really?
PTSD from the military. I have to have it.
You have to?
Yeah.
And, like,
how often
do you go?
Every week. Every Thursday.
Well, yeah, I will say, it has been a while since I've seen it flare up on you.
Yeah.
It's been 3 months.
It's working.
Like,
it's working.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I'm trying to talk you down. Come on. I can tell you don't want to let go of this. Come on, bro. Come on.
I remember.
But it was like that blatant.
Yeah.
And so I haven't seen it since.
Yeah.
And I just want you to know first, right off the gate, I don't give a shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, all right, well, it's not like it turns you into, you know, the leper. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dude, I respect that.
Yeah.
And mental health is important. In fact, I want to take a minute to talk about mental health. But go ahead.
I want to say that when that happened, I had stopped going to the therapist and doing it.
So are you seeing the same one now?
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah. And after that happened, I had to realize. Cause
it's worth it to let him grope me. I'll go back.
Mentally.
Right.
And I said, yeah, I got to get back with that therapist. I got to get back with him because I blew up that day. I did. I blew up that
when?
Day. That day we're talking about.
Oh, and what was weird was it wasn't that something happened. Mm-mm. It's that we hit topics
and that topic
brought it the fuck out of you.
And it kept going.
And I was like.
It kept going.
You know what? I mean, for.
Like, I left her mad that night.
For
angry.
Like, maybe for like 6 or 4 seconds, I felt like the church lady, and I was about to cast those demons out of you, bro. I was like, well, isn't this special?
Yeah, I left her angry.
Big black man's possessed.
Yeah, I was still angry. I was. And that's when I realized, I got to go back.
And what was funny is I've seen that several times.
Mm.
I just never called it out because I just took it as you were venting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't recognize. But the last time I called you out on it, you remember?
Did.
I was like, dude, you got PTSD.
And I was like, yeah, I do. And then that went off on another. I was like.
And so, and that goes back to what I said, though. Like, I had a very, like, a guy that I care for, a guy that I respect, mm-hmm. reach out and tell me that he was having some problems with depression, and it was like a weight on his shoulders and the stress.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, you got to go see somebody.
Yep.
And he was like, man, you know, I'm that guy that can pull through. And I'm like, fuck that shit, dude. Go talk to somebody.
You got to.
Here's the thing. Like, I grew up with a dad that thought that way. You know what I mean? He was like, if you are seeing a shrink,
mm-hmm.
you're on the wrong team. Whatever that means. You know what I mean? You're just not with what we do.
That's the mindset in the black community, though.
Oh, absolutely.
And as much as
that's
much,
how come rap has evolved like it has.
Yeah. And you look at
no one's guiding those dudes.
In a man, depression manifests more as
anger. I did not know
anything
that.
Else.
Let
yeah.
me tell you this. So, I don't know how long ago it was. Probably like 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 9 years ago.
Damn.
It was in here in Abilene.
Mm.
And I was seeing a counselor. And you know me. Like, most people would be like, Rob's not ever depressed. Rob is like bouncing off the walls, happy-go-lucky, jerking off, walking down the hall. You know what I mean? Exactly. And it's like,
I was in the shed one night.
You let me be off of my meds for 48 hours. Mm. Mm. And I don't want to talk to a soul. I don't want to see a soul. In fact, I literally think, how could I end my life? Nah. Well, don't let me finish.
That's yours, yeah.
How could I end life but make it look like an accident so that my wife still could collect the insurance? Because, you know, I still, even though I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. But at the same time, I still feel responsible. Mm. I can't just, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, yeah. I see a counselor. I told him that. I told him. I said, I've actually thought about this, you know. I mean, the stress of being a provider can be a lot of stress. I mean, we're not rich people.
No.
We're your everyday working man.
Yes, yes.
And if you're an everyday working man, you've got financial strains.
Mm-hmm.
You got everyday people problems.
And then stuff and then come out of the woodworks.
Yeah.
You're like, what the?
Oh, dude, do you know me?
No.
I'm in debt right now because I didn't see this, like, buzzard smack me in the side of the face with his dick.
Yeah.
It was not fun.
It's just, man, in my depression, the anger comes out. And people that have wronged me, I, like you said, you've thought about killing yourself.
About killing them?
Yes, I envision it.
Oh, my God.
I envision it.
You know what my vision is on those people? This is no bullshit. I've actually thought this. I'm like, hey, man, if that's how you want to feel towards me, that's on you, bro. Like, that weight of that feeling that you carry against me, it's way fucking heavier than not giving a shit about me or liking me.
Mm.
But you know what I mean? That's on you. And I don't give a shit. Because if you want to carry that, I'm not carrying it, bro.
Yeah, I try to forgive everything that happens to me. And I truly try to forgive it. But when that anger comes on me, it's like...
You're like the Hulk.
Yeah. That is my favorite cartoon.
Oh, yeah, because I could see it manifesting.
Oh,
I'm like,
man.
Bruce Wayne, come help.
Sun's getting low, bro.
he's turning right here.
I said
Bruce Wayne.
You did.
I meant
Bruce Banner.
Boom. I figured, you know
just
what?
Said Bruce.
I got 50%
right.
Yeah,
he got the first name right.
That's the most important.
Bruce. It's just, man, I had to recognize that idea. And everything didn't happen to me in the Army. However, there were things that happened to me when I was coming up.
Did you ever get beat with a towel with soap in it?
Dude, I got beat with a stenching cord. A clothesline.
Because you were a loser.
No, because I was bad, man. I had to own up to it. I did.
You got everybody in trouble?
I got myself in trouble.
Which, in turn, gets everybody else in trouble. Because they're responsible for your fellow man.
Yeah, but I never had people around me when I did bad. I did this stuff on my own.
Doesn't matter.
I did it on my
Somebody
own.
Somebody knows you left.
Oh.
It's like a dude be like, hey, there he goes.
There he goes. What the hell is
Shoot
he going to do
now?
But no, man, my mom and my grandmother switches, extension cords, a clothesline, rope, that wooden spoon that's on the wall. I got
a flip-flop.
I got flip-flops.
It wasn't thrown.
No,
it was used as a paddle.
Yeah.
It was like, that was probably my favorite.
I got a mark on the side of my head from when my mom hit me upside the head with a cast iron skillet.
Oh, see, now that's outside the realm of pleasure.
There's no pleasure in this.
Well, that's because you weren't getting the rubber spoons.
I got the wooden spoon.
It's like, oh, ma.
But it was like, you know.
My brother's like, you're going to go to hell for that.
And my mother was a teacher, and she worked at the elementary that I went to. And down the street from the elementary was a cobbler. And he
so not like an apple cobbler.
No, shoes.
Gotcha. Well, you didn't specify.
Well,
I hear cobbler. I'm like, peach, apple?
No, that's what he had on his sign.
Peach.
Cobbler. Yeah. And he used to make straps for the school district. Hard rubber.
Like to whip people with.
To whip kids with. They were hard rubber.
How old was he?
He was an old man back then.
That's because, you know what? Two generations before that, yeah, he was a slave owner.
And this was in, no, he was a black guy.
Oh.
And this was in the
70s. He was a traitor.
This was in the 70s. He'd make those hard rubber paddles, and they had holes in them. So that there was no.
Dude.
Yeah.
So wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Do you realize that what you're telling me is a black man mm-hmm. whose heritage came down through the generations of being whipped with leather is making leather to whip children with? Mm-hmm. Is that kind of sadistic?
Well, to him it wasn't.
Oh, how do you know?
And to the teachers.
How do you know?
And to the teacher, the district, it wasn't, because he sold those paddles to every teacher in the district.
Maybe they were trying to get him off the street.
Yeah, they got him off the streets and on our asses.
But isn't that crazy?
It's crazy as hell, man. But that was life back then, you know. And my mother was a teacher, so she had one. And she brought it home. So it wasn't that I was safe and she had other things to use at home. No, she brought her paddle home because she's like, I know Brian gonna do something stupid, which I would do. I was a boy. I did. If it was something to discover, destroy.
Now, see, it's funny I never did any of that kind of stuff.
Get the hell out of here.
You know, my parents used to praise me I would come straight home.
You talked about your dad.
And I would come home and clean the house,
Anyway,
do the dishes, start the dinner.
Anyway, I'm glad the storm is not coming through, because we'd both get electrocuted for that
Dude,
lie.
Did you know there was a tornado go through Matador, Texas?
Yeah, yeah.
My cousin lives there.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to know where Mark Cotherman is, he lives in Matador, Texas.
Hey, you just put him out there like that.
The dude's in hiding.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
No, the funny thing is, people are like, where the fuck is
Matador? Texas?
Yeah, there was a bull there once.
Yeah, like Blanket,
Dude,
Texas.
But that
and all
tornado wiped the town out.
Killed people. Like
four?
Yeah.
Five?
And two of them were from our area. It was an uncle and a nephew. The uncle was from San Angelo. The nephew was from Abilene.
And did you know that they were both members of the same kite club?
Anyway.
That's what happened. They were out there trying to do those acrobatics.
Anyway. How did you take that into a joke, man?
You know what? I'm sorry about that, folks. That was inconsiderate.
People need to start calling him the Tin Man.
Hey,
does not have a heart.
You know what? Our new intro from this day going forward will be, hey, you want to be offended? That's our intro.
Just listen. Just listen. But yeah, I mean, I got whooped with everything. Dude, they were building a house two doors down from us.
Did you ever have any neighbor girls, like when you were in your teen or your like elementary ages, that, you know, you're
Yeah. I lost my virginity at 9.
Are you serious?
As a heart attack.
How old was he?
I don't know who he was.
Tell him what he won, Bob.
But she was my age. She was my age. And my mother walked in on us.
Oh.
I got the whooping up. She beat the bricks off me.
I was just seeing if it fits. Huh?
Like, she beat the bricks off of me. She said, I want to be a grandmother, but not now. I was like, wow.
I would have, if I was your parent or grandparent, I would have taken you to the bathroom and held your head under the water.
Nah. She beat the brakes off of me.
You're done.
Nah, she beat the brakes off of me with an extension cord.
You ever think, when you were, say, a teenager, that you were going to be a dad?
I didn't.
No?
I didn't.
I did.
I didn't.
Because some bitch was lying to me.
I didn't.
I was like,
oh, that did happen to me my senior year.
Okay, see, so I was in ninth grade when this all happened, and then in 10th grade, when I had, you know, we had gone our separate ways, it's like, hey, we should get back together. And I'm like, I don't think that's a good idea. Oh, I think I'm pregnant. And I'm like, my life is over.
And that's how
I am screwed.
It was somebody that I had broke up with.
But it wasn't even true.
Yeah, and it wasn't. And I had to tell my mom. That's the thing that messed me up.
Let me tell you the moral of the story, folks. Okay? Here's the moral. Is like, you don't do that to people because, like, mine found out, you're gonna get buried.
I told my mom, because I was like, there ain't no damn way I'm going to be able to hide this.
My mom never knew. Like, I went out in the country with my dad's backhoe, and I had dug like a 12-foot ditch, rolled her body off in it, covered it up, and that was it. You know, I was like, I ain't taking the rap for this shit.
My mama went downstairs to wash clothes that day. I went into the basement, and I was like, Mom, I got to talk to you. She's like, go ahead. I was like, well, I got something to tell you. She's like,
Is there pus coming out of your dick?
She said, no, she knew that. That wasn't going to happen. She said, I said, go ahead. I was like, I think I got somebody pregnant.
Oh!
And she just looked at me. She said, well, look like you finna get a job then. I was like, but I don't know. She said, I don't care. You'll find out afterwards, but you're going to get you a job. She said, I ain't taking care of no grandkids. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And hey, then I found out that she wasn't pregnant.
Wake the fuck up.
True. I found out that she wasn't pregnant, that she was lying.
And then from that day forward, you always wore a condom.
I wore a condom before that. But with this person, you know, I was like, yeah, I ain't got to. We've been together for a couple of years. I ain't going to catch nothing. But.
And it's like, you know what? I don't think they can get pregnant when you're putting in their nose.
Anyway.
Right?
Anyway.
Sorry.
Anyway.
That's a joke.
So I had to have another conversation with her, like, Mom, I got to talk to you. She said, what you got to tell me now? I was like, well, she was lying. You sure? I was like, yeah, Mom, she was lying. I talked to her and her mom, and her mom made her tell me the truth. I was like, so I'm not. She said, well, you going to keep your damn dick in your pants from now on.
You know what you should have said? You know what you should have said?
In my mind, I was like,
she's telling everybody that she's really not pregnant, but the truth is, I drove her to Dallas and she got an abortion.
We didn't have to go that far.
Let's see how that worked out.
You could just go across the waters to St. Louis and get an abortion. But it was like.
And that was in what year? Like 1986?
Five. I was just like, man, that was the hardest conversation I had to have with my mom.
I never had those conversations.
I did.
Here's.
Cause see, my mother told me, you can tell me anything, just don't lie. That's the way she was. The reason I got hit in the head with the skillet was because I lied. So I realized later on in life, just tell her the truth.
Here's the thing. You know, when I was young, I would lie, and my mom or my dad were like, bang, they knew the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like, holy shit. So I learned real fast that if you're going to lie, you better get a lot better at it.
That's how I evolved. I didn't want to work that hard.
Your
I was
Honor,
like, shit, I'm just going to tell the
I'm
truth.
I'm a professional witness.
No, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to work that hard. I'm just going to tell the damn truth. And that's what I did. From then on, after she hit me in the head with that damn skillet, I think she knocked a lie out of my ass, because I was like, from then on, I told the truth about every damn thing.
So, you know, the black skillet.
Yeah.
It's a, what do you call it?
Cast iron.
Cast iron. My grandmother clocked my grandfather upside the head with one and knocked his ass out.
Ooh.
And from that day forward, they never slept in the same room again.
My mom was so mad. She hit me with that damn thing. And I still can hear the clang today. Cling!
Did you see stars?
You saw them black spots. That's what I saw was those black spots.
Well, that's stars.
And then she took me and stood me at the front door. Don't you fucking move until daddy get it. She called my grandfather. My grandfather came. He got me. He just pulled up and said, come here. I went out, got in the car. He said, come on with me before she kill you. And she was standing at the door. And you better come. And he said, just come on, Brian.
Have you ever seen the show Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah.
This is what this sounds like.
No,
it's like Beverly Hillbillies with a little bit of Little House on the Prairie.
Nah.
It's like if you were to inject Christianity into the Beverly Hillbillies.
They never got a whipping like this.
You don't know that.
Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, you don't know that.
Dude. We watched that. It wasn't that many things to watch back in the 70s and 80s.
What I'm saying is, you don't know what happened off screen.
I don't care what happened off screen.
Grandpa,
all I know is what happened on screen.
Grandpa.
We're not going to the grandpa stuff.
Everybody has an uncle or a grandpa.
Yeah. My grandpa was just, he was a cool ass dude. Who?
My grandpa?
Hell yeah.
Dude, I never knew my grandpa.
I knew him.
My grandfather
was my idol. I wanted to be just like him.
I had four grandparents. So four men, four women. Because my parents were married, divorced, and both remarried.
Oh, no, I did.
So I got that extended, you know, grandpas. And so the only one that I was ever around
I had three.
Was my dad's new wife, uh-huh. her dad. So really, I'm not like not any way connected to this dude.
Yeah, because my dad's new wife, my biological father's new wife. First of all, I didn't know my biological father, so I didn't know nothing about his wife. And then the kids he had, which are my sisters. I got other sisters. But my grandfather on my mom's side was the one I idolized. And my grandfather on my stepfather's side, he was a pimp in Memphis, Tennessee. And I loved him because every year.
Oh, well, hell yeah. Who doesn't love a good pimp?
Every year for my birthday, he would give me whatever age I was in bow dollars. They'd be in a frame and everything. Like, the last one I got was 19, and it was the number 19 and all. In 19
and you're like, hey, does that redhead take these?
No, I took them and went and got some, got a 40 and some other things with it.
Oh, so you didn't keep them?
Oh, no.
Because you were dumb.
That was money. Yeah, I was dumb as hell.
Yeah.
I was like, dumb.
Now they're worth $1.8 billion.
Yeah, especially, and it was just like, both of those dudes were who I looked up to because they had what I thought was a status. Because my grandfather on my stepfather's side, he was a pimp. You know, wherever he went, dudes acknowledged who he was.
And
women were like, they was just like damn near bow down. He was in prison, and the women were still bringing their money up to the prison to him.
Well, yeah, he's not quit.
He didn't quit.
He's in a sabbatical. He's learning.
My stepdad.
Because you know that dude's in prison, being like
making them calls.
He's making friends with like dudes that have been doing it way longer, mm-hmm. like writing down tips. You know what I mean? He's like, so if you let them rest every third day, they're more energetic and take more money per day. Ah.
But growing up was very eventful because I learned from both of those men and my stepdad.
Dude, if I look back, do you know how bizarre some of my upbringing was? Like I used, you know. My parents divorced. I don't know exactly when. It was mm-hmm. sometime between me not being born and not one.
So was it between
your... It was like, you know, I don't know if, like, my dad had, like, fucked my mom and then left or, you know.
I know what you're saying.
I wasn't there.
But it was just the wording you used. My dad fucked my mom.
Well, he did. And, I mean, eventually I know that he beat the shit out of her. Wow. And so that's what happened, you know. My dad, you know what? Here's the thing. You shouldn't get married when you're 21 if you're a badass because you're not mature enough to be a badass when you're with your wife.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And so, you know, it's like, you know what? I'm the first person to say, violence against women is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also the first person to say, you know what? Those dudes back there have never been taught how to deal with their anger. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Weren't. It's like because mental health is, you know what? If you have mental health issues, you need to be in a home. Seriously, that's what they did.
They put them, but they didn't help them. They just put them there and put them
in a home. Yeah, and if you like cause problems, then we do a lobotomy.
Add more medication to you,
or shock the shit out of your brain like they did in One That Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
If y'all haven't seen that show, folks, dude, highly recommend it. Do you recommend it?
Yes, and it's true. I mean, worked in a mental institution. I saw what they did to guys, and I was like, damn. One medication you would never see me take is lithium.
It's funny that you say that, though, because I've seen that movie at least 5 times, and I never thought about it being a place that only had men.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the one I worked at, it had women, but they were separate from the men.
Yeah.
And then I worked forensic eval, which was guys are not guilty by reason of insanity, unstable. They couldn't stand trial and stuff.
That's
like that.
That dude, like you were telling me, you choked him out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put him to sleep.
Yeah.
Gave him the old Full Nelson.
Yeah.
And then the old Larry Denton.
No, I didn't touch him after that.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't touch him after that. I didn't.
Hey, you know what? We got to take a quick break, guys. We're going to come back with the McAuliffe Minute, and we're going to tell you a little bit about, you know, who's our other sponsor is the Case Elegance. I mean, dude, we're not like, you know what? We don't like we're not going to dote on people and be like, oh, man, you should buy their product. They're great. But we will tell you, they're fucking badass. Mm-hmm. If you want quality products, we're not going to send you down a road mm-mm. that's going to end mm-mm. up for you burning in eternity.
We are talking about quality products that we have in our own homes.
Like when
we
recommend
use.
Them, yes. when the shipping gets to your place, when you open the box, I guarantee you will hear angels in heaven sing. It's like,
I still, I did look that way when I got that watch case, though. I was like,
oh, dude,
God.
I saw your face. I saw your face.
I was mad at you at first. I said, no, this dude didn't go get that watch case for himself.
Yeah, so you guys don't know, I got the Case Elegance watch case that looks just like the military humidor.
That I got.
And he loves watches.
Yes.
And so I was like, hey, let's get him one of those.
Yes.
And he walks in, and I'm like, hey, man, check out what I bought.
And I looked at him like, you.
He was like, you dick, you don't even wear watches. Yep. And I was like, yeah, but I can put my ball hair in it.
He didn't say that, but he did say something.
That's what I was thinking.
Vulgar.
He did say something vulgar, folks.
But not that.
It wasn't that vulgar. He saves that shit for the real show.
But then he told me, no, that's yours. I was like, what?
And then I was like, but you know, you gotta blow me.
And I was like, well, I won't get it.
I was like, I'm kidding. I made sure.
But I'm talking about quality.
Oh, dude.
It opens just like the damn humidor.
And then I gave you this after you molested it.
I did not molest that.
Dude, what is that? Well, tell them what it is.
It is.
From Case Elegance.
Case Elegance.
It's a black leather.
Black leather with
traveler.
Gold end accents, 3-cigar travel humidor.
And then when I let you look at it the first time, you stuck 3
I did not.
Up in it.
I did
and
not.
And then you were sniffing it.
I sniffed
like,
it.
Like, has this thing been around?
No. I sniffed it to make sure it was real leather. I was like, I said, that's real leather. And he was like, oh, you can have that now.
Yeah, because you had 3 fingers
I
in
did
it, too.
Not.
And I was like, nobody wants that.
I did not.
But you know what? We're going to give one away.
Good.
You know what?
This is worth having.
Oh, 100%.
Dude, this is worth having.
No, we're going to give away one right now.
Okay.
All right.
Bruh, hey, you see what I got in here?
You keep talking, and I'm going to go get it.
You see what I have in here?
It's a cigar.
No, it's an Amazon Basin. A great cigar. Yeah, because this travel, I mean, it's sturdy, so you don't have to worry about collapsing and destroying your sticks. I mean, it's beautiful. It's black leather with gold accents on each end, the top and the bottom end. Real leather. It's truly real leather. And it, I mean, I carry it with me all the time. Since I've got it, I haven't, it's not left the house with me.
And you know what I love about all of that?
Not one day. What's that?
Like, when you first joined the show at episode 16, if I got up and walked out, it was just silent.
It would be silent.
Like, dude, you're supposed to keep talking.
I don't know what to say.
But you know what? It makes it easy when you're talking about a company that makes quality product.
Oh, heck yeah.
And so I'm going to let you look at this. Do not violate this. It is not going to be yours. We are giving this away.
Okay.
All right? Here, take a look. Pull it out of the box.
It's in a brown box.
Mm.
Oh, God, look at the case.
Yeah.
I didn't get a case.
That's not the same thing. That's a 8.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah.
An 8-count.
It's got cedar. It's black
That's all,
leather.
As soon as I opened it, all you can smell is cedar.
You know what it looks like to me? It almost, well, it looks like it matches my leather bag, my man bag.
Yeah. Dude, this
That's
is
not
beautiful.
Yours. Do not lick it. Don't, dude, get your tongue away from it. Dude, do
None
not.
None of this stuff he's saying is happening. I refuse to try to smell the leather because I don't want to go in there.
He was videoing.
Man.
I thought we were smelling leather.
This is beautiful, man.
Dude, I mean.
Black matte leather.
Black, you said black matte.
Leather.
Yeah. Black matte, not Mac.
I said matte.
I don't know what you said.
Anyway, you open it up, cedar inside.
Hey, look in the show notes, and if you come hang out on our Discord, I'm gonna post photos of this badass traveler. Like, that's a badass traveler.
Yeah, I'm taking a picture.
You are. Oh, I thought you were saying I'm taking it. I'm like, bullshit if you are.
I'll lick it.
We're giving that motherfucker a wipe.
I'll straight lick it. But this
and
is beautiful,
man. And I also want to give a minute to say thank you to Case Elegance for re-signing up for another year's contract. So you know what, you guys? You guys are going to hear about this company every week.
Every
week. And you know what? I won't drag it out like we did this week. But, you know, I had to get up, so Brian is the one that actually drug it out. So when I'm here the whole time, I won't let that happen. I'm just saying. I like to keep it lickety-split.
Oh, God. He went
and
there
by lickety,
again.
But anyway, dude, what do you think about it?
I love it.
Did you take a picture?
Yes.
Let me see it. Let me see it, dude. I haven't even had time to look at it. And I can see you've had your man hands all over it, those Dick Skinners.
Never.
Let's see. Dude, it just feels nice, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, is there a process I could have my ball sack turned into that, like, feeling? Like, I would, like, never. It would be like, what are you doing? I think there's a genie in here somewhere.
Would you please quit?
You rub it three times. No, I've rubbed it 3,000 times. No, but anyway, we are going to give this away. And, like, you don't have to do anything other than email me and tell me something funny. That's it. It doesn't even have to be, like, funny to me. If you think it's funny, send it to me. And whatever I think is the funniest, that's who's going to win this.
So it is funny to you.
All right, you don't have to be a dick and ruin it for everybody. All right, people, if I don't think it's funny, you're not going to win. So you might want to make it a little twisted.
Especially coming from you, yes.
Because that plane is just almost there, and AC/DC is roaring in the background.
Oh, gosh.
Man. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun. So you immediately recognize the song.
Mm-hmm.
So I hadn't heard that song in probably 25 years. Mm. And it came across one of my playlists as, hey, this is a lot of the same music you listen to. And I heard it, I was like, oh, dude, I hadn't heard that song forever.
It's a good song.
And it's like, you know what it makes me think of? It's like I'm at the beach and there's nobody there. I'm smoking cigars and drinking the best bourbon in the world.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm going to sit right here and get a good buzz on.
You know who they said what they said was the best bourbon this year?
No.
There he goes, bourbon all over the place.
That wasn't me. That was you.
Never. I was actually talking at the same time you did that. So people know.
I was like, dude, was that's impressive me. That you can do that. You're like Charlie Chaplin.
American Distillers Institute stated that the best-in-class bourbon this year is called Dragon's Milk Origin.
Oh, bullshit. Yes, that sounds like bullshit.
From New Holland Spirits.
Dragon's Milk bullshit. Yeah. Dude, come on. You know what? If your bourbon is not a last name of a redneck hillbilly, I don't want to drink it.
Matures a minimum of 5 years in virgin oak charred. Small batch. Holds rich and robust body with super creamy palate for a super creamy palate with apple crumble and croissant taste, and you can taste the chocolate and caramel, and it's 95 proof.
That sounds like horseshit.
American Distillers Institute.
Yeah, and you know what? You could also say, you know what? Those people are professionals, and Rob doesn't know shit. I get it. You can say that. And I'll tell you exactly when I said a while ago what I said. You know, I started knocking them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Zeka. He was like, oh, here Rob goes knocking off a company that he doesn't even know about just because he doesn't agree with this. You know what? Zeke breaks Zeke. My balls.
All the time.
That's why if we need somebody to be the truth holder.
It's him.
I can't know.
It's him. Because he's going to tell the truth.
I'm not looking for that.
I know you're not.
Orlando, step up. You know, because, you know, Orlando's like, come to the dark side. He's like, do I got to blow you? Yeah.
Wow.
All right, I'll do it once. I'm not going to do it twice. All right, I'll do it two times, but don't ask me a third.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, Orlando, I'm just joking.
But there are going to be people that listen to this and say you're not.
And there's going to be people that's like, I don't even know who the fuck Orlando is. Do you know how awesome?
Look at that.
What is that? That looks like chicken strips.
No, there are chicks.
And there's birds.
First, and then the chicken, the fried chicken afterwards. They put them in an air fryer.
With hair? I'm not into that.
Me neither. Man, people are crazy, man.
It's like, you know what? You can put cuffs on me, but I'm not wearing the ball gag. You know what I'm saying. God, you told me no.
God, man.
You're like, I'm not in an old folks home yet.
This man.
But whenever
takes
it's time,
it
dude, I'm going to come visit you when you're in a home, and it's going to be like that clown.
Now they're going to have your picture up at the front desk. Do not let this man in.
And then I'll show up as a clown. Makeup, big like, wig.
No, we thought John Wayne Gacy was dead. He's come to kill everyone.
No, I was going to bring you a cigar.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you can come in. Please. Bruh.
Everybody thinks that, like, I'm a drunk.
I wonder
not
why.
Not everybody.
I wonder why.
Hey, all right, I'm kidding. Not everybody. No, my wife thinks that.
I wonder why.
I'm like, she's trying to have me locked up.
I wonder why.
You know what I mean? So.
I really wonder why.
There was something. Oh, I remember what we're going to do.
Okay.
All right. This is a new segment, folks. This is called Hitting the John. We just want to have you guys enjoy this segment. Hey, what's up, bro?
I'm at Spakey's with Tim.
Are you no shitting me?
Where are you at?
I'm in my studio in Homo.
You're a homo?
No. I'm at my home. Oh.
Oh.
I was like trying to speak Spanish.
Okay. Your studio at a homo.
Right. El Chapo.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Hey, so my question, though, is I just wanted to call you and get this, because we talked for just a minute while I was traveling. No shit. You know, we're all about transparency here. And so I want to know, you have one ball.
I am officially a uniballer.
A uniball? Yes. See, I thought you said bomber that night. You said I'm a uler. We were on the phone, and he said I thought he said unibomber, and I was like, I'm hanging up on that dude. I am not connected to that dude in any way. You know what I mean? Dude, I take a little heat for some friends, but we're not that good of friends.
Right.
So you're the uniballer.
Yes, sir.
I don't even think you need to put the unit on there. I just think you say baller. You know what I mean?
No, I like being associated with the unit bomber.
Yeah, but just
I'm
baller.
The
I'm the baller. You know what I mean? You don't have to be the unit baller. That makes, it sounds like you're a fucking pencil or a pen.
The dude, unit, I'm so the happy unit. To have cancerous mass out of my body. I don't care.
How big was it? That's what she said.
About the size of an egg.
Like a big chicken egg or like a lizard egg?
Like a big chicken egg.
Did you keep it? Like have it in a jar?
No.
Oh, dude, you know what? If anything cut everything, if they ever cut anything out of my body, I'm having a mason jar with a lid on it.
Dude, I don't want to see it.
Oh, see, you know what?
I want that thing incinerated.
I know, no. That's part of me. You know what I mean? That was part of me.
No, that's not part of me.
It was like maybe I was a twin at birth, and it died and just stayed in my body until now.
Well, then I'll flush that twin down the toilet.
That's rude. That is rude.
I don't want that cancer in my body.
All right. So, hey, you know what we would love? If you would send a picture over. I mean, dude, how does it look? I mean, did they replace it with something? Or did they just go, hey, man, you're just going to have one? Hello? Hello? Hey, folks. We might have lost him. The baller was a hole-in-one, and then he wasn't. Hello? Can you hear
me? I hear you.
Hey, there you are. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
I hear you.
Yeah, okay. Well, I couldn't hear you.
what I was saying is it's streamlined like a pistol now.
So now you're like a Tesla, like wind aerodynamic. If you were to fly back into the atmosphere at the speed of light, feet first, your ball, not balls, ball, would be aerodynamic.
I am truly aerodynamic.
Boom! That's what I'm talking about.
No, so, I mean, I'm taking it home.
Hey, so did they, like, chemo your ball sack?
No, I didn't have to do chemo.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. I did not want to do chemo.
Yeah, no kidding, man. I mean, you've lost a lot of your hair throughout the years. You don't need to lose it all.
Shave it if I had to.
He's like, fuck off, Rob.
I'm really not that proud of my hair anyway.
Yeah, you should not be.
Especially so, when hey, you drew, what, threw it out what, like Dave what, Lee Roth. What, that was sweet.
What bar are y'all at?
We're at Spanky's.
Spanky's. That you and Tim are at Spanky's. Boy, that sounds fitting. Which one of you is leaning over the pool table first?
We're taking turns.
Yeah, of course you are. You using the short stick or the long stick?
I'm using the uniball.
Oh, the baller. All right. Hey, man. So, hey, I just wanted to call and check on you and see how things are going. And I needed a funny segment during our show. So I thought, you know what? We'll just have a baller on the show. I think he takes a long time to process what I said. You know what I mean? He's like, all right, wait a minute. Before I respond to that, I want to make sure this doesn't make me sound like a dick. And then after I say shit like that, he's like, I can hear you. Yeah, well, I guess we lost him, folks. I hung up. He's gone.
Oh, man.
And that was the baller, folks.
He's so wrong. And he called himself the uniballer.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's like, I'm not buying ink pens.
Oh, man.
The uniballer, I think that's a pen. I'm serious. It's you and I, and then ball.
Ooh, you need
and so
help.
You're not a uniballer. You're a uniball.
You need help,
I'm just
man.
Saying, dude, there is a pen. I'm going to Google it. I'll put help, the fucking man. Link to the Amazon. No, not Amazon. What was that place? What's that? Office Max. Office huh? Max. I'm going to put a link to this pen in that. I'm going to say, there's the ball.
Oh, my
the uniball.
God, man. We need help. We need help. Because you go there and it's just like, you don't come back, man. You don't come
do
back.
Do we need to come back?
No, we need you to come back.
Why?
So we can do the show. Oh, my God.
So, McAuliffe Minute.
McAuliffe
Minute. All right, so what is a good trivia question that, like, people have to know the answer to and they either know or they don't? You know what I mean? Mm. Like, they can't Google it.
Oh.
I mean, they could, but then Google be broke.
Wow.
Because it might not be true.
Oh, because we'll...
It's like, do you know what Rob said on this episode?
Oh, my God. People would lose their minds.
That was lies.
Yeah.
He was just bullshitting.
No, he was telling the truth.
Well, you can't tell the truth and be bullshitting.
No.
And you know
you
I was
bullshit the truth. You bullshit the truth. Yes, you do.
I don't. I know. I yes, like to do. Say I bullshit around
no.
The truth.
We don't care what you like to say, but we know what you do.
Mm.
You bullshit the truth. So what questions?
Do you bullshit the truth?
Sometimes.
Do you masturbate?
No.
Never.
I got a wife. Like I said, I love one vagina.
What if your wife's out of town for like, 50 months?
I'm going to where she is.
You're like 50 months, I'll be dead.
Yeah, I'm going to where she is. Partner.
All right.
That ain't going to happen. Mm-mm. Nah, bro, that ain't going to happen.
You ever seen those dick
pumps? She couldn't come to me saying she was going somewhere for 50 months. No, you ain't.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
No, you not.
I'd be like, is this second dimension? Like, it's really going to be like 5 minutes for
me? For me.
But for you, it'll be 50 months.
Yeah, then you can do
that's
that.
That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, but yeah. 50 months, nah, that ain't happening.
Right.
You let them know that you bring in a plus one because I'm going with you. You're not going by yourself.
Depends on where they're going.
I don't care. She's not going nowhere for 50 months, and I'm not going to be there.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to tell her she can't go somewhere if she wants to.
I don't give. Yeah, that's you. No.
So you're like an iron fist ruler husband. You're
no, I'm not.
Dick.
In that situation, I am. If you're going for 50 months, we need to sign some papers so
you
can just stay there.
Well, you can't even just talk about it?
Nope.
It's just my way or no way.
Because here's the thing.
That, she
ain't
going to
let me go nowhere for 50 months.
This is the PTSD showing its ugly head.
It is. No, it's
not. I can hear it in your voice.
She's not going to let me go anywhere for 50 months.
Because she's going to be in the basement.
She wouldn't even let me do the second dimension shit.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about her. Not you.
I'm just saying. She wouldn't let me go.
All right. But that's not. So
it ain't just me.
Okay, so both of you are controlling people.
Yeah, when it comes to that, we are.
Summer loving.
Not happening. 50 months? Hell no.
That's like a car. It's like buying a car.
She better know she can't even commit a crime that's going to get her 50 months. No, you're not leaving
for happens?
50 months. We're done.
I know, but what if she commits a crime
that gets her 50 months? We're
done. You're
done.
You're going to prison, babe. We're out. We're done.
Because the same way.
It's not my fault you went to jail.
If I get 50 months, I'm going to let her know, you need to move on.
But what if you're going to get parole in a year?
Then
so 12 months.
That's still not. You said you're going to be gone for 50 months.
No. Now I'm saying he gets parole. It's 50 months. I mean, 12 months.
12 months.
Are you going to stick around for 12?
I can stick around for 12.
What about 20?
Nah.
What's the fucking cutoff for you?
We barely going to make a year, 12 months.
Your Honor, let me treat this witness hostile.
You can treat me hostile. We barely going to make it a year.
So 12 months. That's the limit. So 13 months, you're out.
I'm out.
Wow.
I'm out.
No, you know what? I'm here for the duration, bro.
Yeah, that's you. I'm not gonna hold that against her. I'm not. I get to, if she gets more than a year.
Like, she got a year and 3 days.
No, she got 50 months. But they said in 12 months she can be out. Okay, I'll wait. 13 months. Nah, baby. You got to move on.
That next 30 days is a bitch.
It's a bitch.
Sorry, dear. You should have behaved way much better in there,
I don't even think she'd give me the 12 months. You get convicted. Oh. You're done.
She's like, what? Hey, you get convicted. She's like, so you're not getting a check.
I'm gone.
Yeah, you know what? That dude over there, he's got a job.
And benefits.
Woo!
I wouldn't talk about it like that, but I truly believe we couldn't do 50 months. Probably a year.
I could. Like me and my wife could do it.
Probably.
Like me and my wife could do it, and at the end of the 50 months, let's just say she was in China, and I was in America.
America.
Like in that 50 months, we met back up at the end of 50 months because both of us had built these bridges to the moon. You know what I'm saying? That's how me and my wife are on track. Listen here, people. Y'all want some love advice. I have got a kit that will save your marriage, people.
No.
Let me tell you something.
No.
You don't have to be poor anymore.
$59.99.
And as what's that dude's name? Jim Jones once said, stay hydrated.
Get out of here.
All right, so we're down to the last nitty-gritty of the McAuliffe Minute.
Yes, sir. What is the?
Last week's winner was Toby.
You said that.
Yep. Remember before the show, I was trying to remember his name, and I said, Toby. Yeah. And you were like, Kenta Kunte.
No, you said that because you said it again. You just said it again.
Did I say it wrong?
Yes, again.
Oh. I keep thinking, I know, because I watched that show. How many times you watch that show? Dude, was that life-changing? Like, to me, that was whoa.
For people that are descendants, people that were done that way, it wasn't life-changing. It was so they finally telling the truth now.
Whoa. Are you serious?
Serious as a heart attack.
So that was not a shocker to you. You already knew about all that. Did you really?
Yes.
See, I didn't know any of that. Mm. Like, In fact, halfway through the very first episode, my parents were like, that's not true.
It is.
That's how we did not do that.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding. My parents, you know what? My parents were eye-opened as well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even my parents were, like, blown away that this is how it happened.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? Because they actually showed the experience on a level that nobody ever thought about it. It's like, oh, well, they were slaves. They were working for people. They didn't have to provide their own food. They had a place to stay. You know what I mean? It's like, well, you justify it because,
dude,
you know.
I am.
Don't tell me you're
two
like
generation.
Third generation
no, I'm
Cherokee.
Two, I'm, well, we are Indian, but American Native. But I'm
that
two generations.
People.
I'm two generations away from slavery.
Are you really?
My mother's grandfather.
That's three generations.
Yeah, that'd be three. I'm three generations away. My mother's grandfather, my grandmother's father was a slave.
I'm going to tell you this right now because I don't know my lineage, but I could have been a slave owner. I mean, not on purpose.
No.
I mean, Here's the thing about it. I wouldn't be a slave
here's
owner. I'm
thing.
Saying my heritage.
Yes, and here's the thing. You're Irish.
Right.
So 90% of the time,
Irish people were slaves.
You were a supervisor.
Right. Because really, well, not even that.
Yeah,
there were supervisors, but there was a lot of Irish people working.
They were indentured servants. They weren't slaves.
Right. They applied. They wanted to work.
We need some money.
You know what I mean? It's like,
y'all working for free. We getting paid.
Yeah. I mean, Henry, black dude, was like, oh, you don't want to work here. And he's like, yeah, but they pay me.
Uh-huh.
I do want to work here.
Because,
dude, there were a lot of shitty jobs back in those days.
There weren't a lot of jobs. So
lot
of shit was shitty. Yeah.
Right. I mean, if you weren't a business owner, you were working your ass off.
Oh, hell yeah.
And conditions were bad.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see what Abbott did?
You talking about the Death Star law?
I'm talking about, like, you know what? If it's 120 degrees outside, we no longer have to give you a water break.
That's correct.
Because, I don't know why because.
Yeah,
because
they want to uniform the laws. They don't want a city to have different laws than what the state says.
So they
want to control everything.
But the cities have their own laws because the people vote on them.
Yes.
And then the, you know, state level comes swooping in and be like, nah.
Every 2 years.
We don't care what you say.
Yes.
We're
going to
do it our way.
That's correct.
And then, you know, let's rewind 20 years ago and I'm jogging down the road and a tree falls on me and I'm crippled. And now I'm in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sue and I get $9 million. And then I win the governor's race, and I outlaw
that.
Well, okay, it's not outlawed, but you don't get $9 million if that happens to you. You get $250,000.
Yeah, they put a cap on it. Yes.
And I'm like, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, what I don't know about him, was he rich before that?
He
like,
was
he already rich?
He was a lawyer.
Rich.
Yeah, he was a lawyer.
I didn't know what he was.
Yeah.
I just thought he was a jogger.
No, he was a lawyer.
It's like,
you are so wrong.
There goes that dude again.
You are so wrong.
Now he's a roller.
Oh, my God. And like somebody else said, they don't like him if he stand up for something.
He don't stand up for nothing.
And I was like, y'all are wrong,
if you don't stand
man.
For anything, you'll fall down for something or something
y'all
like that.
Wrong, man. But, yeah, it's...
And you guys know I don't do politics much, but that dude pisses me off. Him and Cruz. Those two guys, I'm like, please somebody vote them out of office. We would take a pigeon.
Oh, damn.
A bird.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Damn.
You know what? When we go to vote, you just put, like, the vote on this paper with some bird seed, and whichever one he pecks, that's how he votes. That's better than what Cruz is doing, okay?
We need help.
Oh, no. Cruz
we
needs
need
to be
help.
Out. I
we
can't stand
help.
That dude. All right, let's get to the McAuliffe Minute.
Please. Please.
So back in 1962,
oh God,
Kennedy was president.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to know is, You tell me in an email what his last meal was.
Oh, God.
Before he was assassinated in 1963.
Oh, my God.
I want to know his last meal.
Oh, my God.
And whatever town you live in, I would like you to send a message of what you think the people who live in your area would have said about it when it happened. Just for fun. You don't have to put that part, but you do have to do the other part. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a
deep one.
That's a sticky deep one for the Caliph Minute.
Oh, I mean, you know, it's all in good fun.
He says it's all in jest, though. It's all in jest.
I mean, next week we're doing one on Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, God.
The dude who freed the slaves. Do you give him any credit?
He didn't free nobody.
Oh, whoa. I said, do you give him any credit? I didn't say give him all the credit. Even part of the, I mean, do you give him any?
No.
None.
No.
Why?
Because it wasn't about the freeing the slaves. Wasn't.
But when it became about the slaves, he didn't be like, nah, fuck them, kill them all.
No, because it was too late. It was too late.
It's never too late to kill them all.
No. Yeah, it is.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-mm. Not when you own the railroad and you have printed so much counterfeit money for the southern states that their money is literally... has no value.
None.
Like, that's where they were. That's why they surrendered. They had no means to expand anything because there was a expert counterfeiter on the north side that came out with counterfeit that was so good that nobody could tell it, but people found out that they were doing that. So Southerns started printing their own money. They were like, hey, if that dude's doing it, let's do it too. And so, I mean, all right, you killed yourself.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? I ain't got nothing good to say about them Southern people. they had my people locked up, and I, you know what? I don't think that was fair.
It's just, man.
Do you have bitterness towards mm-hmm. that?
Because I wasn't a part of it.
Well, all right. Well, I mean, you know, some people hold a grudge.
How can I like hold
I'm
that
grudge? Like,
I'm
passing it down to my great-great-grandchild. You know what? You hold a grudge for me.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
I would never do that. And I don't look at it like that. It is a lesson. I think, I hope that we can learn from it, but it is showing that we aren't learning a lot from it. We haven't learned a lot from it. But...
Well, half the people in the country don't think it's true.
Mm-hmm. And
y'all
it
weren't
is.
Slaves.
It's, yeah.
Y'all jumped on the boat, came over here. We gave you jobs.
And it's even people that are my color that said, yeah, it was an option. What freaking option? What?
To be honest, there was an option. You do what I say or you die.
Yeah,
that's why, your option.
That's why a lot of them jumped over the ship. They were right. Like, nah, I ain't doing that. But in the end...
And, you know, at the same time, there was a lot of, like, disease and those kind of deaths because, dude, you're on a boat for, I don't even know how long it was, like, a year.
No, it wasn't a year.
Months.
It was months.
And days.
You're confined to an area that is damp and dark, and anybody that knows anything about chemistry, damp and dark breeds viruses, breeds bacteria.
So you think about this too, okay? So you're putting this race of people mm-hmm. in these boats and shipping them over to be slaves.
Mm-hmm.
A shit ton of them die mm-hmm. from these conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But over the years, the black race becomes even more strong because they have suffered through all these diseases and the top portion of the people
made it.
You know what I mean?
Made it, yeah.
I mean, that's how we get Barry Sanders.
Like you, Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if people wouldn't have died from a disease, Barry would be like a
Barry
bus driver.
He said he'd have been a bus driver.
I'll see you seeing your clock. You got to go.
Yeah.
You got to go?
Yeah.
All right, man.
It's getting nasty out here right now.
Mmm.
It is. You can hear it. We got the headphones.
I don't hear nothing.
I heard it and felt it.
I hear the fan.
Oh, it was a little bit louder than the fan, and it had a rumble to it that I felt. I was like, yeah, it's time to go.
Have you looked at the radar?
Yeah.
What's that
it's
look
here.
Like?
It's here.
Oh. Well, you know what? We got a mattress over there.
Nah, bro. Ain't happening. I got a wife at home. That one vagina that I love.
Boom! I got to go home and take care of that vagina. You know what I'm saying? Listen here, Bob.
So sorry. So sorry.
Got to do what I got to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's going to sound like Bill Clinton.
No, I'm not.
Yes, Your Honor, we have not had...
Yes, we did.
I did not have... Yeah, we did. She knows I like cigars, too. All right, guys. Stop. All right, yeah, we're going to stop on that one. All right, guys. Hey, thanks for joining in the show this week. Next week, we're going to have a guest.
Yes.
And we're not going to do like an interview like we used to do. We're going to try something new.
Yeah.
And by new, we're going to interview someone while we're just doing the show. And me and Bryant will be naked.
No.
No?
It stopped at me, him, not me.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind, I'll be.
I will not be here. That'll be
all right. You, so, you and know, that no person. No one will sure. be naked. No one will be
you.
Naked.
Thank you. Thank you.
At least until.
No.
All right, guys. Until next time.
Keep smoking.
Dun, 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 dun.